Summer's finally here, we think, and so thoughts turn to the great outdoors. News of rare birds, dominoes, turtles, corgis, and knitting coming up.
Rare bird species are at risk of being wiped out entirely if more isn't done to protect them. That is the warning from Birds of Prey experts, the Hawk and Owl Trust, which have set up specialised outreach programmes in an attempt to save Norwich feathered friends. It comes as the fine city has kept an even closer eye on the sky, with a number of Eurasian eagle owls currently on the loose in the city. But the new interest in the beloved birds may be short-lived, said Amy Clark, an outreach technician for the Hawk and Owl Trust. We should definitely be worried for the number of the birds here. This is because of the changing landscape due to the housing boom and birds that come in from overseas, thus creating competition. Amy was speaking from the close next to Norwich Cathedral, where the public can watch the historic site's nesting peregrine falcons.
Exasperated parents chased their children sprinting down city streets in pursuit of toppling dominoes trailing through the city yesterday evening. Stretching from Anglia Square to the Forum, a 2.2-kilometre route of 7,500 aerated concrete dominoes was this week's launch event of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival 2022. Crowds gathered at Anglia Square, St Andrews, Haymarket, outside Gerald and the Forum, with hundreds more lining the route. The dominoes wound through streets and buildings such as the halls, climbing up stairs, out of windows, through trees. Nancy Horner, a spectator at the hall, said, "It makes me really proud to be from such a wonderful city, and it's so lovely that it's a free event." When the blocks eventually fell, the audience roared and cheered with excitement. Conversations were cut short, and friendly chaos ensued as many spectators began sprinting through the city centre, taking shortcuts to keep up with the topple. Children ran ahead of parents, desperate to watch the grand finale at the Forum, where many stood on bins or sat on shoulders for a good view. And I'd just like to add, dear listeners, I was there myself, in front of City Hall, watching as the dominoes toppled past me. It was indeed a most memorable event with which to start the festival. And almost as soon as it was over, volunteers leapt into action to begin the clean-up that would last into the evening, while I went and enjoyed a pizza.
Around 30 years ago, an unlikely craze swept the globe. The stories of four crime-fighting reptiles captured the heart of children everywhere. And soon the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were big business. But some parents, eager to please their little ones, took it one step further and bought terrapins in honour of the cartoon characters. But terrapins don't make for the cuddliest of pets, and now Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael and Leonardo have made a comeback in the Wensum. Terrapins have been spotted up and down the river, and experts believe they have thrived after being dumped as unwanted pets.
A free corgi-themed trail is set to get tails wagging at a Norwich shopping centre to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. From Monday, May the 30th, until Sunday, June the 5th, visitors to Chantry Place can pick up a free trail map from Langley's. They then need to find the seven corgis that are hiding in shop windows on the lower ground floor. The trail will have seven letters to find that spell out a Jubilee-themed word. Visitors can then scan a QR code and enter a competition to win a right royal day out worth more than £300. The first 500 people to complete the trail will also be able to collect a free goodie bag from the Barkery. Paul McCarthy, general manager at Chantry Place, said, as well as the walkie corgi trail, people will have the opportunity to snap a selfie with the Royal Guards on Chantry Square, see bunting decorated by students from local schools, and also have the chance to take a picture on our royal throne.
Norwich is getting into the Jubilee spirit thanks to a Right Royal Postbox tribute. A red pillar box, Topper, can now be found in Larkman Lane, and its magnificent design has become a head-turner. For weeks, mystery has surrounded who made the intricate crown to celebrate the Queen's imminent Jubilee celebration, and now the evening news can reveal all. Emma Bettis, who lives nearby, is behind the tribute. She said, "I began crocheting as a child when my great aunt taught me. Then I began to come across other people making these toppers all over the country, so I've decided to have a go myself." The 37-year-old has gone on to make a number of different toppers for different occasions.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Ruth Murray and myself, Paul Henderson. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.